Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show Friday. We're just ahead of a three-day weekend, so I know a lot of people are very excited. A lot of traveling happening this weekend, so be careful. I was playing chicken with someone on my way in this morning.
Uh-oh.
I know, I was scared, but when I got to the radio station, the spot I usually park in, there was someone in it, and the lights were on. And they were parked where they backed in, so it was like a quick getaway.
Yes.
And it made me nervous, because when I parked next to them, my door was next to their door. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since they were backed in.
Yeah.
Well, and are they still there? No, I don't think they're there anymore. Or maybe they are there. And so I was afraid to open my door because I didn't know if they'd open their door.
At the same time you guys hit.
Yeah, or I don't know. Like, why is your car on? Who's in there? I couldn't see in. I was trying. So I just sat there for like 3 minutes pretending I was doing stuff, hoping that they would eventually pull out because the car was on. Lights were on. And so finally, I'm like, I got to go inside.
They're not there?
I think they're still there. Don't make eye contact. No.
I don't see. Oh, it's dark out. I can't see anything. I barely see. Is that your car over there to the far left? Like the reflection? Is that your vehicle?
I think that car is still there. So anyway, yeah, I was just sitting there forever like, okay, I got to go inside.
I got to get to work at some point.
I know, but it was making me, I felt like we were playing chicken. It was really weird.
Did you, was the 215 shut down for you?
No.
Oh. It was shut down this morning.
Expand.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, like, hey, dummy, speak. You asked me a question.
I'm like, no, what happened?
It was shut down this morning because of wrong-way driver on the 215.
Oh, man, are you
hit
serious?
Hit a Metro officer.
Oh.
So this morning, 215 at Flamingo, I'm approaching. You know how there's a construction going on?
Yeah.
So I'm approaching. This is 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm approaching the 215 in Flamingo, and little turn right there, I start seeing all the cars in front of me hitting brake lights. You know something is going on.
Yep.
As you get closer, there's road flares and then directing traffic off of the 215 at Flamingo. And then most of the cars went left on Flamingo, and I guess they were going to loop around. I went right to Grand Canyon, looped around to Tropicana, got back on at Tropicana. And then I got here to the radio station. I saw stuff on social media that, some drunk person was arrested for DUI, got on the 215 going the wrong way and hit a Metro. It was an officer. It was like someone that's part of Metro.
Undercover?
No, it was like in part of their investigation unit or something.
Okay.
Who was on duty and hit that person head on. No one, I mean, they went to the hospital. Everyone's going to be fine, it sounds like. But yeah, DUI going the wrong way on the 215.
Oh my gosh. Don't drive drunk, people. Mike. And this weekend, you have to be careful. They say that Labor Day weekend is their fourth most accidents from people driving drunk. So that's pretty scary. I don't know why people still do that.
I was on the 215 once driving here to work and encountered a wrong way driver, and that is scary.
Yeah,
because you see the car coming. I had plenty of time. Like, okay, pull over to on the shoulder. But what if this guy's drunk and swerves to hit me? So I called 911 immediately. But that's scary and you're flashing your lights like, hey, dude, wake up. You know, hello, you're going the wrong way. It happens out there.
I've seen an older person do that before, where they entered the exit ramp as I was exiting it, and I'm like, how did you even get here in the first place? Like, how long have you been driving on the freeway on the wrong side that you think this is the exit ramp? It was really, really scary.
It's scary out there. So yeah, it sounds like everyone's gonna be okay on that one, but this when they shut it down, I'm like, oh, hopefully they get this thing sorted out, because that shut down during rush hour traffic, that's gonna be a backup.
Yeah, no, there was nothing there. I did see a police car on the side of the road with their lights on, so maybe they were clearing some debris or something like that. But other than that, everything was clear this morning. So yeah, hopefully your commute is not too bad. Want to say a quick hello to everyone checking in on our text line, 702-364-9400. We have Leanna, Joyce, Jessica, Melissa, Francis, Sandel, Miss Kit Kat, David, Megan, Aubrey, Lance, Ryan all checking in. So let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All I Want by Toad the Wet Sprocket? All I want is to feel this way. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Or do you want to hear Rehab by Amy Winehouse? Those are your choices. Text us at Mercedes in the AM with your vote. You can vote on Facebook, or again, you can text us or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Labor Day is trending, of course, this morning, the weekend. We celebrate the unofficial end of summer. Now, the first Labor Day celebration happened back on September 5th of 1882. It was in New York City, and the way it all went down was 10,000 citizens, they marched for labor rights down the streets of Manhattan. Did you know that during that time, the average American worked 12 hours a day, 6 days a week?
This was in 1882?
Yeah.
Man, oh man, that's a work ethic.
That is a work ethic.
And for pennies too, probably.
That's why they were marching. They're like, wait a second, this is too much. So it wasn't until the Adamson Act, which was passed on September 3rd of 1916, that our modern 8-hour workday was established.
Cranking out 12 hours a day for 6 days a week.
Well, I think a lot of people still do that. I'm not going to say that we don't have the work ethic. I think a lot of people work, and some of us, not us, but well, I guess I do, but a lot of people work 2 to 3 jobs just to make ends meet. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. You definitely work very, very, very,
but
very
I'm just
hard.
Thinking like back in those, I'm not taking any away from today's workers. I'm saying though, back then in the 1800s, those working conditions and making pennies and oh my gosh, God bless them.
Yeah. Lots going on.
And thank you for getting us Labor Day.
Labor Day is the second most dangerous holiday weekend to drive on U.S. highways next to Memorial Day. So keep that in mind. And then we were talking earlier, it's the fourth most deadly for drunk driving accidents. So just be careful. Make good decisions, as my mom would say.
Are you guys hitting the roads or are you hitting the skies?
I don't know. We don't know. What
yeah,
are you doing?
Yes, you do. How could you not know if you're leaving town this weekend or not?
Yes, we are. We are.
Do you want to say if you're driving or flying?
I don't. Okay. I don't like talking about going out of town. I really don't like talking
Why
about
Why don't you like talking about
Because I feel like, okay, hey, burglars, we're out of town. Here you go.
No one's good. Okay.
Here you go.
All right. I will not ask any more questions about your weekend.
How is your? I know you're staying in town this weekend.
I will be staying in town. So anyone planning on robbing my house, I will be there this weekend.
Well, we have a house sitter. So, you know, there you go. So
do you have someone just to watch your house for safety reasons?
Staying at our house, actually. We have too much stuff going on in our house to just leave. So
I apologize for pressing. I know if you don't want to talk about leaving town, I didn't mean to like.
No, it's all good. It's all good. So also trending this morning, fast food is trending. A new study says fast food may contribute to teen depression. Now, they took urine samples from middle schoolers, and what they found was that there were really high levels of sodium and low levels of potassium. And that shows that you're having a diet that's high in processed food, fast food, frozen meals, unhealthy snacks, along with a lack of healthy fruits and vegetables. And then they also found that those higher urine levels of sodium and potassium predicted more signs of depression a year and a half later. So depression among those 12 to 17 has increased in the last year by a whopping 52%. They say many factors could be contributing to it, including lack of sleep, overuse of social media, and even a fear of climate change. So it's really increasing amongst, they say middle schoolers, but I mean, 12 to 17, that's high school too.
Yeah. You had me at urine sample there in the beginning.
Yeah, totally took your mind off of the story.
Well, because I think of when you have to give a urine sample, and a lesson I've learned through the years is write your name on the container before filling the sample container up.
What happened?
Well, because, you know, there could be spillage, just the warm container.
Oh, okay.
You know, they give you that plastic thing, at least for guys, it's a cup you got to go
yeah.
in. And there's a label, and you're supposed to write your name on the label, so I would usually take care of business. And then, even though it's my own stuff, still, write your name on it, and then fill it, and then put it in that little secret compartment.
I find it interesting that you can't get it in the cup with your plumbing. It seems like it should be pretty easy.
It is, but just the warmth of the cup, and that's my preference. If you're giving a sample, write the name on the cup beforehand instead of after the fact.
Solid advice,
yes.
For sure. Also trending this morning, Alex Trebek is trending. He is back at work 5 months after revealing his cancer diagnosis. He's looking very healthy. He's looking very happy. He went through chemo and says he's on the mend. Can you believe this? Production for season 36 of Jeopardy is already underway, and new episodes are slated to begin on September 9th.
And how about DirecTV subscribers? You're able to watch CBS. That thing is over, and now CBS is back on DirecTV.
Yeah, so you can watch your shows on CBS like Jeopardy, your Wheel of Fortunes, your Big Brothers. That's the one I've been missing more than anything.
Las Vegas Now.
Oh, yes, that all. Of course. Absolutely. So finally this morning, Clue is trending. Clue, the board game. It's eliminating one of its original rooms and letting you pick the new one. The game is celebrating its 70th anniversary this year, and they're letting fans in on the celebration by changing the mansion. So what they're going to do, they're going to remodel, and they're going to replace the hall in the Tudor mansion, and fans can choose a new room with the options including a guest room, a bathroom, a drawing room, or just a revamp of the original hall. So how you vote is going to house.com, HOUZZ.com/clue. You can vote on which room you want, and then they're going to keep voting open until September 9th. You think they need a new room? I get it while they're trying to get some interest going here, but I like the hall. None of the murders ever happened there.
It's always like in the library, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it was in the library with candlestick.
Those candlesticks.
Now get rid of the candlestick is what I say, and that is what's trending.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1026.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, August 30th. Labor Day weekend, right before September. So tomorrow is September 1st. And to me, that marks the beginning of football.
Yes.
Even though there was preseason on last night. Do you watch preseason football?
I'm in and out. Last night there was a couple college games on, so I was excited to see college football back in full swing this weekend. So I was watching one game. It was a blowout. It was like 55-0. And then I switched to some other one. It was like North Dakota and someone. It was entertaining. It was a close game, but I do enjoy college football as well.
We were watching the Broncos last night, and so they're basically making all the cuts now, right?
They go from 90 guys to 55, I think.
Man, that's tough. Because we were watching like the fourth and fifth stringers playing last night, and you could tell they were trying so hard to get noticed and, you know, hoping that they would stay on the team. And I felt so bad. Like, that's cutting the team in half. And then what? Now they have the option to be picked up by other teams, right?
Yes, yes. What's the Kevin Costner movie that you and I both like that just kind of went... Draft Day.
That's such a good movie.
If you're looking for a movie to watch this weekend, when that was released, it went under the radar, and then it came out on like DVD, on demand and all that stuff. It was just... people started watching. It's a great movie. Awesome movie.
It really is, and you don't have to be big into sports to like it. It's a lot of it's about the relationships that people have with one another, and oh man, I totally agree. I love that movie.
It's about reading people's personalities as well, and what goes into drafting a player. It's not just their skills on the field. There's certain things they look at. It's rather fascinating movie. Our boss is doing his big fantasy football draft on Monday or Tuesday of next week, which I think is brilliant because it's right before the season starts. So some people drafted guys like Andrew Luck, or if you had Lamar Miller as your running back, both those guys are out, and so things really change if you do a fantasy football draft early versus waiting till once preseason is over. I think that's smart.
Yeah, it's very smart. That way you know who's on the team. These are your guys.
Yes. Like,
it's so funny because you get so worked up once you play fantasy football about these individual players. And my brother was the one who had Andrew Luck before he announced his retirement. And he was seriously so upset. Well, what am I going to do now? I'm like, it's fantasy football. You'll be fine.
But that's the one thing I do like about fantasy is that, like, Lamar Miller getting hurt now for the season as a Cowboys fan doesn't bother me. But as a fantasy football guy, that's like, that hurts my team. And so now I have like a vested interest in so many more players. It makes the season more interesting when you're watching football games, at least.
Yeah, I have to admit, I was so annoyed listening to everyone talk about fantasy football. I still get annoyed, but at least I'm more invested in the other games than I was before just the Bronco game. So anyway, it's do you have any big plans for the weekend?
Not really. I think I'm doing dinner with a couple buddies tomorrow night. I'm going to be at Finley Toyota tomorrow afternoon from 3 to 5 doing a big Bite of Las Vegas ticket giveaway, and then my wife gets to back in. She was going to come back on Saturday night, but now she's come back Sunday morning, so she'll get back into town on Sunday, and I think we'll just kind of hang out at the house and do low-key Labor Day.
Yeah, hopefully most people have that Monday off. If not, thank you guys for laboring on Labor Day when most people do have it, but it's supposed to be a really busy weekend. Lots of people coming into town, which we love. Spend your money and go back to where you came from.
Let me ask you this. We talked about DirecTV now having CBS back on. It's been off since the beginning of July, so pretty much all summer CBS has not been on DirecTV. I know you're a huge fan of Big Brother. Big Brother is on CBS. Have you been keeping up, and how have you been keeping up on the show?
We have been keeping up through the app. There's the CBS app, and so that's the way that we've been watching it. Just, you know, throwing it on Apple TV and then watching the episodes, but we're always watching it a day behind. It comes out as soon as the episode is over.
Oh, that's cool.
But then that's like 10 o'clock at night and we can't watch it. So we've been watching it a day later, which is fine. Most people do watch TV that way. Not very many people are able to watch it live, their favorite shows now. But I'm so happy it's back. I got the news. I texted my husband. I'm like, DirecTV's back. Channel 8 is working again. Yes, we can watch Big Brother. We were so excited.
It's so funny. So the DVR, even though it was off, all the shows that I had scheduled to tape record on Channel 8 were still recording.
Oh, they were?
Still so DVR, yeah. So
showing them.
Yeah, just the blank screen of working this out, but they're back on.
I know. Yeah, good news. And I know a lot of people have their... tomorrow's August 31st. Thank you, Steph. I just saw your note.
Oh.
There's 31 days in August? I thought it was a 30-dayer.
I guess so.
Man.
Yeah, 31st. Look at that.
Sorry, guys. Didn't mean to throw you off like that. All right, tomorrow's the 31st. You got one more day to enjoy August.
All right, coming up here on today's show, a lot going on, including your VIP tickets to go see the Wallflowers. Looking for something to do this weekend? We have your tickets coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. In about 15 minutes, we got a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. Friday morning, that means we have the Oh Wow Wheel. We'll spin it around 8:15, and the theme this week is working.
Working.
Working. Working.
With an apostrophe. Working.
Working in the title. Men at Work. Song mentions work.
Yeah.
With laboring as well.
If it's about working or has the word work in it somewhere, it's up for grabs.
We'll accept it. So we'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. And then coming up here in the dirt, Billie Eilish, she's not happy this morning. We'll tell you why coming up in 7 minutes. That's Happier. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In just about 4 minutes, we have for you a $250 promo card to Living Spaces.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Billie Eilish does not enjoy being sexualized, which that's a good thing. And also the fact that she's only 17 years old. She's very young.
She is. I mean, but she's so smart. Mm. Not that 17-year-olds aren't, but she's very mature for her age.
Yes. So when the magazine Nylon Germany posted a picture of her on their cover, bald and shirtless, she wasn't happy. She said, quote, "What the heck is this stuff?" She used other words, but I'm cleaning it up for radio. "I was never approached by Nylon about this piece whatsoever. I did not know it was happening, nor did anyone on my team. This is not even a real picture of me. I had absolutely no creative input. You're going to make a picture of me shirtless? That's not real. At 17, and you're going to remove all my hair? Boo to you."
That's weird. Why did they do that?
Did you see the picture? I looked at it. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is really bizarre.
Can you just do that? Take someone's...
Why not?
I guess you can, right?
Yeah, I guess. But you would think that if you're going to use someone's image for your magazine, that there's some sort of legal thing you have to go through to get their permission?
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't know you can just invent magazine covers.
Kerry Washington misses her fans since her show, Scandal, came to an end last year. So on Thursday, she gave out her phone number so she can continue to connect with all of her fans out there. Now, if you'd like to text Kerry, you can text her at 718-400-7118. I haven't tried it yet. And a lot of celebrities have, like, these text lines.
I don't think it's a real number.
It's like our text line, kind of.
Yeah.
We get it, but it's not going directly to our phone like a normal text message.
Yeah, like, there's a website you log into, and then they're all there.
Yeah.
Let's see our latest text. Tomorrow isn't the first Mercedes. Carl checking in. Okay. Yeah, so we're getting your text right now, but nothing deep like I think Kerry Washington is looking for. She really wants that interaction.
Yes.
She misses them.
Hey, send us a deep text message right now. It's 702-364-9400. Send us something deep.
Okay.
She says, we used to come together every Thursday night, and we would talk about stuff that really mattered to us and kind of like a community together. And I want to bring some of that back because I miss you guys. Have you seen the photo of Shawn Mendes eating an avocado shirtless?
I did. That was trending yesterday for a long time.
Holy guacamole. This thing, he is looking good, and he's got an avocado, so life is grand. Even celebrities are commenting on the photo. Ryan Tedder from OneRepublic commented, remember when I trained you to get those abs? Working. John Mayer was making comments. Jesse Tyler Ferguson commented, I'm here for the avocado.
Yeah. Who's not here for the avocado?
He looks good.
Yeah, he looks great.
And then the tabloids say that Katy Perry and Nicole Kidman are both pregnant. What do you think they're basing it on?
Baby bumps.
Baby bumps. You can't even eat a meal without a tabloid saying you're pregnant.
That's really sad. You can't just have a bad day where you're bloated. Come on.
Tabloids will be all over that stuff.
I know. They were like, you said Katy Perry, and who was the other one?
Nicole Kidman.
Camila Cabello, I see, too. Everyone was saying,
she gets it as
speaking
well.
Of Shawn Mendes, that she's pregnant. But then you saw her at the Video Music Awards. She did not look like she had a baby
bump
there. She
looking
looked
fantastic.
Very much in shape.
All right, time to win. We've got a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. You can shop the Living Spaces Labor Day event. You're going to find amazing deals for the entire house. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, since it's Friday, we only have one category left. That category is Perfect Match. You do get to pick your partner, though, and if you get six in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, James.
Hi.
Good morning. You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
All right, James.
All right.
All right. Let's do this. Your category this morning is Perfect Match. August 31st, tomorrow, is National Matchmaker Day. So these are all things that go together. Perfect matches, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll take Mercedes.
All right.
I will, before you guys start, say I am protesting this category because, in essence, you're getting two things for each answer.
I know, because if we get one but not the other, it's still not correct.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of it either. But we're going to still win, James. It's fine.
We'll
get
it.
This.
You guys
yes,
got
we
six,
are.
60 seconds on the clock. Just get six correct, and you get that promo card. You guys start now.
Okay, this is a sandwich that kids like to eat.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes. This is a snack that kids like to have, chocolate chip, and then drink this with it.
Cookies and milk?
Yes. This is what you might have for breakfast. You might scramble these and then fry this up in a pan.
Eggs and bacon?
Yes. This is two vegetables. We go together like this.
Peas and carrots.
Yes. This is what you would get at McDonald's. You would get one of these and a side of these.
Burger and fries.
Yes. This is what, when you go to Dunkin', you will get one of these and then drink this hot beverage.
Coffee and donuts.
Woo! That was awesome.
Right.
James, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
James, you got a $250 promo card to Living Spaces. They have a huge Living Spaces Labor Day event happening this weekend, and you can do some damage. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, James. Have a great day and more chances for you to win with Heads Up. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have VIP passes for you to check out the Wallflower.
I can't have you. There he is, that's Shawn Mendes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. Real quick, we adopted high school football teams again this season, and let's just run down the schedule real fast, because my Rancho Rams, who won last week, We'll be at your Clark Chargers tonight, Mercedes.
All right, it's going down here. Let's, yeah, my team lost last week.
And they're not playing, there's issues with their field, right? So they're playing somewhere else. But that game's at 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And then Steph's team, her Calvary Chapel Christian Lions, they have a bye this week. And then Jocelyn's Western Warriors, they are taking on Sunrise Mountain this evening. So,
all right.
Good luck to all the teams.
To all of the teams. I mean, half of you have to win, half of you have to lose. But, you know, good luck.
Exactly. Go get them, guys.
It's 6:35. Is there anything that you don't know how to do that you think people will be surprised to hear that you don't know how to do it? I was just looking at this this article about Cardi B. So this driving school, it's not local. It's actually in your neck of the woods in Philadelphia. They want to help her learn how to drive. And that's their whole campaign. They have this billboard that says, "We'll help you drive, B-O-K-R." It's called Driven to Drive is the name of the school. And so they're putting these up everywhere trying to tell her, hey, we'll give you driving lessons. And she doesn't know how to drive. And a lot of New Yorkers don't know how to drive. Mm-hmm. There's no need to have a car in the city. None of my friends that live in New York have cars. They all just travel by subway, bike, Uber. There's just no need. And it's too expensive to park there.
Even if you can drive, the parking alone is it the cost of some apartments here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So what is it that you don't know how to do that you think people would be really surprised about? 702-364-9400. Do you have anything like that?
Well, the one that jumps out to me when you bring this up is another celebrity, because it went down over the summer. John Legend was taking swim lessons because he just admitted,
yes,
I don't know how to swim and I want to learn how to swim. So he was taking swim lessons.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah. I took swim lessons as a kid. Yeah, I can do.
That was my first memory. I think I talked about it recently, just of taking a swimming lesson when I was a baby. I wasn't even one yet. My mom's like, how do you remember that? I'm like,
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how I remember that.
Your first memory was at 1 year old. You're 1 year old. You had your first memory. That's nuts.
And they threw my teething ring in there and I jumped in to get it. And it was just kind of floating there. I remember kind of like not having control of my limbs and just kind of like, well, it's really weird. But what is the thing that you just can't do?
I mean, I'm not the best, like, I'm trying to think of something. I'm not the best cook. I wish I could be certain things. Can you make a recipe from scratch?
It depends on what it is. I can make a cake from scratch.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
What do you need?
Flours, egg, sugar. It's super easy. You'd be surprised. I think a lot of people get intimidated by it. It's not hard at all. I can make cookies from scratch. I can bake things from scratch. Hey, I'm not saying it's the best quality. And decorating is a totally different thing. But yeah, you'd totally be able to do it. I gave you the list. You throw it together, you'd be fine.
What about a meal itself, like dinner?
Well,
throw something together?
When I cook, that's pretty much how I cook. It's just I don't do it that often.
Doing it's a different thing.
You know what I can't do that most people can? I can't throw a football.
We've got a football in our office.
I can't do it. I can't throw a spiral. I've tried before. My hands are too small. Even though like a small Nerf football, I just can't. I don't know if it's a flick of the wrist or what, but I can't get it to spiral. I'll throw it. Obviously, I can throw it.
Yes.
But it's just like waving around like some UFO. Like,
you can
ooh,
throw a baseball really good, though. You just can't do it. Jocelyn, go grab the football. There's one in our office. It's on my desk.
I just can't. I don't know why. I've never been able to throw a football the proper way. It's really weird.
We have some calls, but what, do you want to pop on Facebook Live and you'll throw a football at the end of the break to me?
But it's not going to, it's going to be terrible.
Well, let's see how bad it is. Maybe just, you know, maybe we'll coach you through it.
Let's talk to Laramie. Laramie, what is it that you just, you can't do that most people can?
Well, just like Cardi B, I cannot drive. I'm 27 years old, and I also do not do my own taxes. I can't do them.
Well, taxes
so
can be
confusing.
Tricky. Yeah, they can be tricky. I don't blame you on that one. I don't do my own taxes.
Heck no. I don't know what I'm doing. They scare me. I still haven't done them.
But the driving thing, so you just never learned how to drive?
So I've been behind the wheel a couple of times, and, like, my anxiety just kicks in. I just freak out. So I just don't do it.
Wow.
I don't do it. Yeah.
Do you Uber everywhere?
My husband drives me around.
Oh, he's that's cool.
Chauffeur.
Oh, yeah. You got your own personal
Did your
chauffeur.
Grandmother drive? Because my grandmother did not drive. So growing up, I thought that was like the norm. No grandmother, because both of my grandmothers, neither one drove. So I always thought that was like a thing. Like growing up, that was my reality. So I always thought grandmothers, they don't drive.
She drove one time. And well, she drove two times, once to get her driver's license, mm-hmm. that dress. And then the second time, she hit a tree, and then she stopped driving.
And
for
she
the
was
rest
done,
of her
right?
life. She's like, I will never drive again.
Grandmas don't like driving.
Let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, what can you not do that most people can?
What I can't do that most people can? I can't play basketball. I cannot shoot a basket at all to save my life.
I'm with you with the sports thing. Is it just a coordination thing? What is it for you?
I don't know. I think, you know, because I'm an African-American guy and I grew up in high school, and everyone thought that I just, black guys should play basketball. I'm like, no, I ski and play tennis.
That's awesome.
Okay. Now, you're a teacher, right? Do you see your students not being able to do anything?
Yes. The funny thing, I'm a high school teacher, and the couple things that I discovered that my students can't do, and maybe it's just because of this day and age and the generation that we are teaching, they cannot write in cursive, and they cannot read an analog clock. So kids can't literally sign their signatures because they don't know how to do it. And when they're saying, like, mister, what time do we get out of class today? I'm like, I point the clock. They can't read it.
Wow, they need to have that digital
clock.
That's something so simple like that, and that's just the day and age that we're in now. Oh, man.
Here we go. We got the football in studio.
But look at my small hands. It's like, so I know that the laces, you're supposed to like line up your fingers on it, right?
Yeah, got a good grip there, right-handed. UNLV kicks off their football season Saturday night.
But I don't know how to make it like I think I can look like I know what I'm doing. Like, I'm gonna
here we go, right here. Hey, that was good.
No, that wasn't good.
You got it.
JC almost hit me in the face. This is why you wanted to throw the football. You've been waiting all morning to throw that in my face, haven't you?
No, that's right. One more time. Give it to me. Come on. You got this down, babe. You're good.
No, I'm not. I look stupid.
No, you don't.
See? That's not even. If I was a real quarterback and I threw it.
Wide open in the end zone. Martinez and Fernandez for the win. Touchdown. Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Those are horrible throws. My form is terrible. I look like
Luna, catch. Can you throw?
Watch out. He might throw it in your face. Okay. Jocelyn's throwing it.
Whoa.
Hers was actually really good.
I liked how she did the 1960s Bart Starr arm straight out.
I know. I was like, what are you doing? Like, isn't that the Heisman stance or something like that? Nice job.
You guys are both good. Yours was there. Yours was there. We're only 5 feet away from each other. Maybe spread it out.
Yeah. Like, if we were out in the parking lot, it would be a totally different story. It's easier to throw it like
we're
that.
We're this close.
It's really embarrassing.
No, don't be. You got it down.
Ugh.
Go play for your Clark Chargers tonight.
I don't think they want me.
Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you have?
All right. Guys, how reluctant are you to interact with your female colleagues during this Me Too movement time? We're going to talk about that. Also, this morning, what are the signs that you got a really bad night's sleep? And a guy is suing Popeyes. And it had to do with that whole chicken sandwich thing. Wait until you hear what happened to him. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
Dan and Shay, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. We've got your weekend plans locked in. Coming up 8 o'clock hour for you, VIP tickets to go see the Wallflowers.
The latest news updates happens now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by College of Southern Nevada, now enrolling for fall semester.
Men are now significantly more reluctant to interact with their female colleagues, and that is directly due to the Me Too movement. Researchers have found that 27% of men avoid one-on-one meetings with female coworkers, which is a possible backlash to the movement, which outed manipulative men in powerful positions. And 21% of men say they would be reluctant to hire a woman for a job that would require close interaction, such as business travel, while 19% admitted they would be hesitant to hire an attractive woman.
Oh.
Oh.
That's not right.
No, I know. That's actually very disturbing. I can understand where maybe you're more aware of your actions and how they're perceived, because I'm guessing that if men are interacting with women, they're not trying to come across as creepy or inappropriate, most men, mm-hmm. at least. But you're probably paying more attention to those things that maybe could have been misconstrued. But to not hire someone because they're attractive, or not hire them because they're a woman, that's, yeah, that's backlash big time, and that is not good. That is not good at all.
I work with three amazing ladies right here every morning, and I don't think I've changed. Maybe I'm just more aware of stuff that I say. I don't want to offend anybody, but I think we're so close that we have a different kind of relationship. Like, you and I travel for work.
Yeah.
And I have zero hesitation with that. Never have. And I don't think you do either.
No. I mean, we have a very much like a brother-sister relationship. Mm-hmm. And so there's never been any sort of weirdness there. I don't know. Do you find, though, that with other people in other business situations, like we were talking about this the other day when you take a picture
with
someone and you have to, instead of putting your hand around them or on their shoulder, now a lot of men are just kind of hovering their hand behind them like Keanu Reeves does in an effort to be respectful. Do you find yourself doing that more often? Do you find yourself not going in for the hug and sticking with the handshake and stuff?
I feel like I'm still the same person. It's in my mind as I'm doing it. But like I was talking about them, I do the picture. I still put my arm around someone and I go shoulder. I don't go low. I go high and I still put my arm on the person. I was doing a thing for the radio station just within the past year. And I got to said event and was being introduced to the woman that was kind of putting on the event. It was just a weird turn, and she turned, and like my hand was going up to say hi or something, and I hit her breast accidentally.
Ooh.
And she didn't say anything, and I didn't say anything, but the whole time there was the back of my mind, like, because it was a complete accident, and I didn't know what to do. What should one do in that situation? Complete, but she was turning. It was, and I hit it. I'm like, oh my gosh, you just rubbed her breast. It was a complete accident. I'm like, say you're sorry, but don't draw attention to it because she hasn't said anything. And everything was fine, but what do you do in that situation?
I think it's different for everyone. It depends on the relationship you have. I think I would have said something, but I would have tried to play dumb about it. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I just knocked you in the arm. And act like I thought it was her arm instead. Or, oh, I'm so sorry, I just elbowed you in your waist or something. Just trying to make it seem like it wasn't her boob. Like, maybe I didn't see it right. But or you could just say, oh, I'm so sorry, and just kind of move on from there. Oh, man, your boob. Are you okay?
I touched your boobie.
Yeah.
It was in my mind the entire time, and I was so unfocused on the radio event itself because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you touched her breast. It was an accident, but still, and you didn't address the situation.
Yeah, I think an apology is always good, especially if it's sincere, but you don't be like, oh man, I got you in the knocker.
I touched your boobie.
So sorry. All right. Also this morning. So the average person only gets 7 really good nights of sleep every month, according to this new survey. And it shows we spend an average of 5 hours every day feeling tired and drop an average of $52 a month on coffee and energy drinks to try and wake up. And we're late to work 5 times a month because of our bad night's sleep. Now, the survey also found that there's top signs that you had a bad night of sleep. And the number one thing is if you yawn all morning. That's the top sign, followed by your productivity slipping, just being in a bad mood all day, you hitting snooze more than once in the morning, and then just sleeping through your alarm. Those are the top 5 signs that you got a bad night's sleep.
You need more sleep. You go to bed too late, in my opinion. But when you do go to sleep, do you feel like you get a solid sleep?
Yeah, I wake up really like, oh, where am I? I forget my dreams. Like, oh, I sleep really deep and heavy. So I do. I mean, I think my body's just used to it. I know to you, it's not enough sleep, but to me, my body, I think, is just used to
it works for
to doing it. Believe me, I'd like to have 3 more hours of it, but I think I can still function. My only thing is, as far as how I know I got a bad night's sleep, is just focusing. I'll have a hard time focusing during the day on things, or I'll be talking to someone and then I just totally zone out on what they're saying. And I'm like, oh, look at this guy. You know, it's just, I do that a lot. That's when I know I need more sleep.
I need to give me a nap.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, this morning, you can't get as famous as Popeye's new chicken sandwich without making some enemies. Okay. A guy named Craig Barr from Chattanooga, Tennessee, just filed a lawsuit against Popeye's over the drama that their chicken sandwich created in his life. He says he wasted, quote, countless time driving from location to location to try to find one that wasn't sold out of the sandwich. He also said on one drive, he blew a tire and cracked his $1,500 rim. He also said he was swindled out of $25 by a guy on Craigslist who claimed he could get Craig a sandwich, but then stiffed him. And he said he was humiliated when his friends mocked and laughed at him. So he's suing Popeyes for false advertising and deceptive business practices. He believes they intentionally understocked their stores to build buzz. He says it's totally deceptive. Who runs out of chicken? It's a big fiasco. Someone has to stand up to big corporate. Everyone is captivated by these sandwiches. He is seeking $5,000.
He could have just turned to eBay, where there's currently one for $350. There's one for $150. They are selling the sandwiches on eBay. $125.
Did you, and I know you had one. Was it the best chicken sandwich you ever had in your life?
It was so good. It was so juicy.
The best?
We did it. It was on Las Vegas Now. We did a taste test. They had Chick-fil-A. They had Wendy's. And they had Popeyes. Hands down, that day, Popeyes was so good, so juicy, so full of flavor. It was amazing.
I've never had Popeyes chicken, period. I've never eaten out of Popeyes before. So I don't have anything to compare it to, but does it taste like their regular chicken that they give?
Yeah, but it was very thick and very juicy.
Is it seasoned?
Yes.
Is it like a spicy?
Breading wasn't too spicy. No, there was breading on it. And I think there was a sauce on top of it that also made it taste delicious.
There's a restaurant. It's not a fast food restaurant. There's a restaurant that has the best chicken sandwich I ever had. And I wonder how it compares to like fast food. Because everyone I keep talking to says that Popeyes was the best. Mm-hmm. But they put like they do it up with like coleslaw. See, I like coleslaw on chicken sandwich. Like coleslaw and some sauce and like pickles and all of that. But this is just plain chicken and bun.
The one that I had. Maybe they got it plain. Maybe you can get it spiced up. The one I had was just chicken, bun, and there may have been a little sauce on it. And just juicy.
Yeah.
I was also starving that day when I had it. So
anything is good when you're starving. So
will you love? There he is. That's Louis Capaldi. The song is called Someone You Loved. It's Mix 94.1.
It's I'm looking here, June, July, August, September, June, July, August. Are we coming up on 3 or 4 months that you've been working here on the show, Steph?
Oh wow, 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Happy almost 3 month anniversary.
Thank you guys.
So happy you're here.
Yeah, me too.
I was thinking about this, and it seems like we've known. Steph has joined you, me, and Jocelyn 3 months ago, but it seems like we've known you for much longer.
We met her a year ago.
Yeah, that's
so technically
true.
We have. Even though the first time we met her, we went to lunch that day. Like, she just has that kind of personality. It's very warm and inviting. That it was an instant connection.
And what gets me is that even though we've been working together for 3 months, I still learn new things about you. And I've noticed something that I want to see if anyone has noticed. Okay. So have you ever seen someone love something so much that you're like, wow, this is really your thing. You really love it. And I've noticed that Steph loves some. I've never seen someone love this as much as Steph. And
we try to guess what it is, or you just want to say?
Okay, why don't you guess? I've never seen someone love this as much as Steph. I think you and Jocelyn would probably have a couple of guesses.
Okay, Jocelyn, let me bring you in here. You there, Jocelyn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go ahead and take a guess first, Jocelyn.
I would say Filipino food, because we're always eating Filipino food.
You're on the right track. Okay. You're on the right track with that, but that's not it.
Cocaine.
JC!
What?
That's why she's always so happy. She loves... No, I'm kidding with that, obviously. Her San Diego Chargers.
No, but she does love them.
I do, and now they're LA Chargers, so it's like partial love now.
Yeah, they're still San Diego to me.
Yeah, I still call them that. I forget. I always forget that they moved to LA.
I know.
Yeah.
Her husband James.
Well, yes, obviously.
Okay.
And rightfully so. He's a wonderful guy. I have never seen anyone love spaghetti as much as Steph.
Spaghetti.
She loves spaghetti. It is so funny because like she's like, I'm gonna go eat my lunch. I'm like, oh, what you having for lunch today? Spaghetti.
You
like,
know what?
I love spaghetti.
Yes, I love my spaghetti, but I just love food in general. And the reason why you always see me with spaghetti is because James's mom will ship us her homemade spaghetti, and she will send it. And I'm telling you, in like big old packages of Tupperwares.
Really?
So we have
like UPS stuff?
Yeah. And then sometimes when my friends visit, she'd be like, tell your friends to stop by so we can give you guys food. And there's two containers in my freezer. Because there's so much spaghetti.
A mom's spaghetti?
Yes.
I've never seen someone love spaghetti that much. It's the cutest thing.
When mom sends spaghetti with the Tupperware, do you return the Tupperware? You keep it, right?
Absolutely don't return it. We clean it and we save it for us.
Yeah. You're like JC. Yeah. JC has like five of my Tupperware things because I brought him stuff and he never returns it.
Oh,
and it's
you.
My good one, yeah, too. It's not the Ziploc kinds. It's like... Hey, wait, that's my Tupperware brand kind. Give it back.
She sent over some of her chili. It was so good, the chili. But I'm like, yeah, nice Tupperware.
I was looking for one the other day. I'm like, oh, that's the one I'd let JC take. Shoot, I'll never see it again.
I use it all the time. All right, we have some dirt coming up for you guys. Britney Spears makes a change that has some people concerned. We'll tell you what she did coming up in 7 minutes. And that's Halsey. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, and we have Bite of Las Vegas coming up on Saturday, September 14th, starts at 11 a.m. downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Listen, if you want to join us for a day of music and fun and food, you got to get your tickets now, seriously, because we sold out of the VIP. We sold out of the buy three, get one free. So now we have these $25 tickets left, and you got to get them while they last. And if you're looking to get a little deal, let's give you some advice. Stop by a McDonald's and get the code word there. Then you can get $5 off of your ticket.
So you, with that discount code, you'd be getting 8 hours of music for $20.
Yeah. That's,
oh, my gosh.
Where are you going to see artists like this for $20?
Rob Thomas,
huge.
James Arthur, don't forget 40 restaurants, Bite of Las Vegas. It's a day filled with fun and memories. It's all happening September 14th. Get your tickets online, mix941.fm.
We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt. On Mix 94.1.
On her new album, Lover, Taylor Swift sings about renting an apartment in New York. The track is called Cornelia Street. And it turns out the guy who rented her the place didn't actually know who she was. Here's a little bit of the song right here. Now, the guy that rented her place, his name is David, and he rented it to her back in 2016. And he says, I'm afraid to tell you this, but I will tell you this. I really didn't know her. He said, I'm just not a pop culture guy. And I even said to someone, I'm meeting a person named Taylor Swift who wants to rent my home. He said he knew her songs, just didn't match the name to the song. And he says that Taylor probably liked the place for security reasons, since her SUV could pull into the garage. But he said it was a secret for about 4 days, and then TMZ stumbled upon where she lived and said it was just chaos for the next 3 months.
I saw that like there was just people everywhere. It used to be so quiet there, and they hated when she moved in.
Good song, though, right? That was one of the ones that jumped out to you, was it, when you first listened?
No, that was the one she said had a special meaning to her. She said she's really, really connected to that one. Although I do like that. The whole album's really good. Have you listened to it? Have you sat down and listened to it?
Not the whole thing, no.
It's really good. I am definitely a fan.
If you were to write a song named after the street you were born on, do you know the street?
The one I was born on?
Mm-hmm.
You, like where I was, the first house, because I was born in the hospital and I don't know the street. You mean like the home that I was
no,
a part
of? No, I was talking
of.
About the hospital. Yeah, sometimes
I'm
you tear down, you know what I meant.
You
tear
literal.
My jokes.
No, I'm
I
not.
I can't do jokes
Is
anymore.
Is that a joke?
What?
That's not a joke.
No, it was like sometimes you really think, yeah, the street, the hospital.
Well, I was trying to think of where I was living, but then I was like, well, maybe he means the hospital street. I don't know.
Forget it.
Oh, come on. Why are you being so sensitive?
I am not, but I'm not being sensitive. But you know what I meant. You really thought I meant the hospital street,
the
hospital.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure. I was just asking for clarification. The answer is I don't know the answer to either one.
All
I
right.
don't remember where I was living. What would your street
I
be?
Don't, the hospital I was born on, where I don't know.
Okay, we're going to go down this road.
No,
got
but
it.
you know where I meant, though.
I thought I did, but then I was hoping it was the hospital once so I could say I don't know for sure. I should know the street I was born on.
Because I know you were born in a hospital.
Yes. Well, maybe I wasn't. Maybe I was born in my home. Maybe it was a home birth.
But I know for
Did
a fact.
Did I ever tell you?
I'm sure you have.
Okay. Well, I wasn't trying to tear apart your joke. I wasn't trying to be mean. I apologize sincerely.
All right. Thank you. I accept your apology.
I don't know what to say.
Britney Spears is, she's trying out a new look. So she was spotted out to dinner in West Hollywood with her boyfriend Sam, and she was sporting a brunette hairdo. Now, changing hair colors, going from blonde to brunette, do you think it was just time for a change, or do you think there was, like we talked before about cutting your bangs or drastic hair change, maybe there's something going on in your life?
I'm torn on that. I really do feel like when you make a drastic change, there is some sort of major thing happening, and you may not want to say it, but you just kind of know it. There's a reason why you want to change the look.
The photo, it's not like it's to me, it looks like more like a darker, dirty blonde
okay.
than brunette, but the photos are out there, so she changed her hair color.
Speculation time.
One of the biggest things at Comic-Con is the panels that they do. This is when the entire cast of a show, they get together, there's a moderator, fans ask questions, you get never-before-heard stories, and there's videos. So now shows are starting to do their own panels and take them on tour. For example, Creek is coming to town in October. Daniel Levy, Eugene Levy, the entire cast will be at the Cosmopolitan in October. Well, here's an iconic movie from the 90s that's thinking about doing a traveling panel. Julia Roberts and Richard Gere are thinking about doing a Pretty Woman reunion tour next year. Now, it's not an official panel, but maybe they're saying they might host a TV special because March 30th, 2020 will mark the 30th anniversary of the movie.
I like that movie and all, but wow, we're really just like going all out for it. I get the anniversary thing and you want to celebrate that, but was it so deep that we have to delve into the movie that was Pretty Woman?
And talk about behind the scenes and why they did this.
This was so, I mean, she was a prostitute and he fell in love with her. So amazing.
30 years ago. That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's really crazy.
And that's one of those movies where I've seen so much of it, but I don't think I ever watched it start to finish.
I have, but I was older when I watched it start to finish, for sure. I don't think I was supposed to watch it.
Because it's adult themes.
Yeah, well, it was about a prostitute, so.
Last one here, you pick, you want a story on Tim McGraw or a Breaking Bad related story?
Let's go with Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. If you're a Breaking Bad fan, listen to this. There's a house in Albuquerque, New Mexico that's on Airbnb that was actually used in the show. It was in season 5, episode 3, where Walter and Jesse turn a home that's being fumigated into a meth lab.
Oh, I remember that house, and they have it all covered?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the perfect place to cook some meth. So the place is now, it's a Breaking Bad theme. There's hazmat suits. You can take pictures so it looks like you're part of the show. It's $259 a night and sleeps up to 16 people.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big one.
That's a big party house.
Would you want to stay? If you could stay in any home from a movie or TV show, Airbnb it, which one would it be?
It would have to be like the home on the OC. Remember that show where they lived? That where you like looked out
yes.
into, oh, man, I would totally pick that house. What would you pick?
Oh, I was thinking something like The Perfect Strangers. Remember Perfect Strangers?
That tiny little apartment?
They're San Francisco. Because they'd be up in San Francisco. A nice place to stay and enjoy the sights and sounds of San Francisco.
Oh, you could have picked like the Big Little Lies homes in, what is it, Montecito?
Oh,
like right by
gorgeous.
San Francisco. Pick one of those. It's much bigger.
And
you have much more room to move.
Then you can drive down there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, coming up next hour, there's tickets for you to go see the Wallflowers. We also have the Oh Wow Wheel. This week's theme is working because of Labor Day.
It has to have work either in the title, in the lyrics, or in the artist's name. So we're really pretty broad there. I think 50% of songs have that
something
word tied into it in some way.
You and I both did something where we said four words to our spouses, that when you say those four words.
Our mutual spouse. We share
yes.
a spouse.
His name is
it's a three-way relationship. No, yeah, go ahead.
When you say those four words, it usually leads to trouble.
It always leads to trouble because then you look like a jerk for calling someone out, but you were just trying to help them. And those four words are?
I told you so.
What happened? Tell everyone why you said that to your wife.
But it's almost like when you say that, I guess in a way you're saying like, hey, I was right is what you're saying. My wife has, I feel like we've been talking about these for a while now. She's into crystals. And we didn't know this. You mentioned it once that you should recharge your crystals at night. Or in the day, depending on the crystals, put them outside to absorb the energy of the moon or the energy of the sun, depending on the crystals. So I made a comment to my wife the other night about that, and she says, you know what, I'll put the crystals out back so they can recharge under the moon. And I'm thinking she's going to put them on like the patio furniture or somewhere. She goes deep in the backyard and sets them like on this big stone thing and lays them out neatly. And I told her, I said, just remember tomorrow morning to bring them in first thing in the morning, because tomorrow is the day the landscapers come. And when they come back to this area, they're not going to see that they're crystals. They're going to think they're regular rocks and stones and sweep them into with the other stones. Like maybe the dog kicked up some rocks on this stone thing. So she said, oh, yeah, I'll get them first thing in the morning. Sure thing. Like, just remember, because, like, trust me, they're going to sweep them away. So next day, she completely forgets about them. I come home from work. I said, hey, did you get the stones, your crystals? Oh, no, I forgot. Like, well, the landscapers came. So we go out back, and sure enough,
they're gone.
I told you so. The landscapers had swept them away in with the other rocks and stones.
Is it wrong to say I told you so? Is it wrong to kind of play that card where you're right? You're basically saying, I was right, you were wrong, I told you so. And when's the last time that you had to do it? 702-364-9400. So did you find them after that?
We did. There's five crystals. And when you have, you know, your regular backyard gravel, crystals, they kind of jump out. But it was just the point of it, because maybe we could have lost one or two, but it took a few minutes in finding the five crystals. We found them, but I told her, leave them out there. The landscaper's going to come through. And next thing you know, they're just going to air blow and clean things up, not paying attention.
Now, here's the key. Did you keep it hanging over her head for the rest of the day? Was it a one time I told you so? Or was it like, JC, I made you dinner. I remember that time that I told you about the crystals and I told you so. Like, you just bring it up for any reason.
I let it go after we found all the crystals, but in the process of having to find the crystals and the stones, I reminded her a couple times.
You kept saying it. Oh, that's annoying.
What was it for you and Matt?
Well, this was a couple of weeks ago when a couple of his friends were coming over. And they were helping him do something in the backyard. And I was like, I know one in particular that he likes beer. I was like, you know what? I think we have some beer, but we had it out. It was in the pantry, so it was room temperature. I was like, you're going to serve him warm beer? He's like, oh, I'll put it in the fridge. I'm like, there's no way that it'll cool off by the time they get here. He's like, you're right, I'll stick it in the freezer. I was like, no, just don't offer him a beer. Like, that's the problem solved. He goes, no, I'll just stick it in the freezer. I said, don't put it in the freezer. You'll forget it's there and it will explode. He's like, no, it won't. I'll remember the second he gets in, I'll offer him a beer and he'll say, yes, thank you. So they come over. He's like, hey, guys, can I get you a beer before we go do this thing in the backyard? And they're both like, no, we're good, man. He's like, oh, okay. So he just kind of moves on. And guess what? He forgot there was a beer in the freezer. And guess what happened? I heard this noise and I was like, what?
You heard the explosion?
I heard it.
You heard the beer cans popping?
Like, whoa, it was a bottle.
Oh, really?
It was a bottle of beer. It was a bottle. I was just like, oh my gosh. And there was like glass. It was a mess. So I kept saying, I told you so. I told you so. I'm not helping you clean it up. I told you so. And he's like, okay, I get it. I was wrong. I forgot. And I was like, But I feel like every time he goes to the fridge, I'll see a little shard of glass. I'll be like, I'm telling this one.
Or you open up the freezer and it smells like beer. Like, hey, the freezer smells like beer. Why is that? I told you so.
Well, that's the one positive side of it. I actually enjoy that part quite a bit. Jake just texted us. He says, I told you so doesn't do anyone good. I don't make it a point in my life to make my spouse feel crummy. You're right, but a lesson has to be learned. And if you don't emphasize that, I agree. You don't want to make them feel bad, but you just got to make sure they don't do it again.
Like, maybe next time, value my opinion more. I said, putting those crystals out there, that's great, but you have to remember to get them first thing in the morning. If not, they're going to be gone when the landscaper comes. And I was right.
Do you think it was she didn't value your opinion, or do you think that she just forgot? Because I think in both cases, they just forgot.
Yeah.
But I like to throw it that they don't like it. You don't value my opinion.
Turns your whole thing.
I know. That's the best way you can turn it into something bigger than it really is.
But I agree. I do what Matt does all the time. I do the quick freeze. Like, I'll buy salad dressing for a salad at dinner. I get home with the groceries. I don't want warm salad dressing, so I'll throw it in the freezer while I make the salad or shower or something. But you just got to remember to take it out.
Yeah, I've had it with the cans of soda. I've had it with beer. I didn't know the glasses would shatter, though. And I think there was already a I think when we put it in, something happened. Like we clanked it wrong. Mm. Because I've never seen, I have bottles of vodka in there. They don't.
Well, the vodka doesn't freeze.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah, the beer freezes.
Does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's then the maybe difference. That's yeah. What, I was like, I told you so.
The hot three's coming up. What do we have?
All right. College kids are overdosing on this item. And I think the answer is really going to surprise you. Also, speaking of told you so moments, who remembers events better than the other? Men or women? And what are your top memories from school? The time that most people say was their happiest in life. We'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
I'm a sucker for you. It's Jonas Brothers, Sucker. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning and 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. Those tickets for you to go see the Wallflowers tonight, VIP style.
Children, I have some exciting news.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by the College of Southern Nevada, now enrolling for fall semester.
If you have kids in college, when you drop them off, was this your top worry? Apparently, college kids all over the country are coming dangerously close to overdosing on too much tuna fish. The University of California at Santa Cruz did a small survey this summer that found most college kids don't know that tuna is loaded with mercury because of pollution, and they eat a ton of it. Too much mercury in your diet can cause anxiety, mood swings, memory problems, depression, and in high amounts, it can mess with your vision, your hearing, your motor skills, your speech. It can even kill you. You'd have to eat a lot of tuna to make that happen, but the survey found some college kids are eating it up to 20 times a week. Oof. Or almost 3 servings a day, mostly because it's cheap and it's easy to make. A 140-pound adult should only eat chunk light tuna twice a week and solid white albacore less than once a week because it comes from a bigger type of fish. Bigger fish tend to have more mercury because they live longer and they absorb more of it from eating smaller fish.
And this, I guess that applies to sushi as well? Like tuna sushi?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Do you eat tuna that often?
I don't. No. I don't. We do sushi once a week. And I used to do tuna fish all the time. I haven't had tuna. It's probably been about a month since I had tuna. Like tuna fish sandwich or something.
I used to do it all the time, too. I'd get those little packets of it and just open that and eat it literally out of the bag with a fork. That would be my lunch. It was... Or I put some like pickle relish in there and then mix it up in there. But yeah, you keep reading about the mercury and you're not supposed to eat tuna fish when you're pregnant.
There's a laundry list of stuff you can't do when you're pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Can you dye your hair?
You're not supposed to, but I did.
And your kids are fine?
They're fine as far as I know. But the key was my hairdresser said, just don't do anything too close to the root. So, because the root is where it would absorb.
Soaks in.
She's like, the stuff on the ends, you're fine and... Make sure it's a high quality, non-ammonia type product, stuff like that. But they think everything's bad for you.
It's true.
You know, you can't win. Okay, so women do remember events better than... I got to clear my throat. I've been trying to push through this.
Go ahead, I got to swallow my drink. Everyone, this is 10 seconds to take care of bodily functions.
Whoa.
Get it out. I'll
I was trying so hard to like talk so hard that it would eventually clear on its own.
The talk clear?
It wasn't happening.
Get it.
All right. Women, see, it's still there. What the heck?
Drink some coffee.
Feel free to talk.
Well, I was thinking, it's just what I was thinking. Because if let's say we're in the car together, there's a pause in the conversation where you might, you know, you drink your coffee and then I would look out the window and there's that nice moment of silence. We all enjoy it for a second.
But that's a kiss of death in radio. That's called dead air and nobody likes that.
But that's what they say, though. Who enjoyed that better? Would they have enjoyed all a moment to get rid of their cough, take a sip of their coffee? Or me babbling on for 5 seconds about nothing that makes sense.
I take the babble personally. I'd like to hear whatever it is you want to babble about. Okay, women remember events better than men. They found women are better when verbal processes are involved in memory making, including memories involving words and texts and objects and locations. And women are also better at remembering faces and recalling sensory memories like smells. But men are better at remembering information that involve spatial processing, like how to find their way back from one location to another, also recollecting abstract images. So we're both good. Women are better, but you guys are good with directions and remembering where things are. I'm very impressed by the way you guys are able to do that.
How do you feel your name recall game has gotten? Has it gotten any better? I know some I was trying to work on and you were trying to work on as well. You know, you meet someone. Hi, I'm Beth. Great. 2 seconds later. What's the girl's name?
It's bad. It's so bad. I remember faces. Like yesterday, I ran into someone and she came up to me and she's like, hi. And I was like, hi, nice to meet you. But I'm looking at her. I'm like, I know you. But I didn't want to say that because I didn't know her name. And she's like, oh, it's me. So, yes, we met several times. I'm like, I'm so sorry. But I forget names immediately.
Was that woman named Jacqueline?
Yes. That's exactly her name.
Because I didn't, same thing. I didn't know her name, though. And she said, I heard your conversation.
Yeah.
She said Jacqueline. So I now try to do the association thing where I associate her. So she said Jacqueline. I thought Jack A from 227. That's just how I connected.
Wow.
I connected
this. So such an abstract
right?
way to remember.
But now I connected. When I see her, I think Jacqueline, Jack A, 227. She's always connected that way.
Now I'll remember her name forever because of that weird thing. Because I saw her and then I was like, maybe she doesn't know me. And I felt so bad. She's like, yeah, we know each other. Why'd you just did that?
Because the name game can get you in trouble. The name game can get you in trouble.
You didn't say a bad word, did you?
Yes, I did. I did. The name game can get you in trouble.
You said it with an A.
When you start rhyming names, not paying
it's
attention.
It's not like you used Chuck.
No, and I'm not doing Chuck either. I dumped out.
Did you really say it?
I was just throwing words together. When you do that with the name game, that's the problem with the name game.
Oh, man. Going back to the memory thing, apparently JC's memory is not good when it comes to what words you can and can't say on the radio.
Oh, man.
I honestly didn't hear it. I didn't hear it at all. But well, I have a feeling Jocelyn did, and is that because I saw you kind of look
behind
me?
Well, she looked up, and I looked. We made eye contact at the same time.
Okay.
So.
I didn't hear it. I think you're safe, but better safe
better
than sorry.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly.
But no, that's the thing, though, with the name game. If you're doing the name game and you go down that road, words you shouldn't say are going to pop out of your mouth.
Oh, my gosh. So don't do that. Her name was Jacqueline. Let's just remember that, everyone. All right. Finally, this
we
morning.
We'll never forget her name now.
Oh, that's funny. Does this time of year make you nostalgic for when you used to go back to school? Well, you're not even close to being alone. According to a new survey, 80% of parents say they have great memories of the back to school season. And here are the most common things we remember from those days. Bringing our school lunches to school, 53% of people remember and are nostalgic for that. Not being able to tell what kind of mystery meat the cafeteria was serving. I felt like we had high quality meat. I felt like we had really good school lunches.
Will they tell you what it was, though, in advance?
Yeah, but we had Salisbury steak a lot, and I could never figure out what that was.
What is that?
I don't know. We had it a lot. But our school had the best pizza in the world. I want to know how our school made the pizza they made. It was so good. Did you have like a meal at school in your school lunch that was the best?
We had a big salad bar that was really well done.
Salad bar?
We had a salad bar that had everything in it.
Kudos. Is this high school?
Yeah, CB's high school.
Okay, because I'm thinking of like elementary school. Yeah, we had a salad bar too.
Oh, elementary school for me, they used to sell pretzels, soft pretzels in the morning.
Oh,
so we'd get
yum.
A 10-minute break in the morning. They would sell soft pretzels for a dime, 10 cents.
A dime? What the heck? Did you have like horse-drawn carriages taking you to class?
This was high school in 1942.
They weren't the big ones.
They were big ones.
Oh my gosh.
They would come in with a big brown bag, and who wants a soft pretzel? It was 10 cents, and I'd get out my little dime, and then they would offer you a jug of milk.
A jug? Yeah, and a loaf of bread, a stick of butter. Showing off our new school supplies was some of the best memories, and then struggling to open up your locker. Oh, yeah, that was always fun. So there you go.
How big? Do you have a big locker? I was disappointed when I went to high school for the first time and we had lockers for the first time because I was expecting, like, Saved by the Bell big lockers, but they were very thin.
Oh, we had big lockers, but they were only half sizes. They weren't from, like, top to bottom. It was, like, there was two stacked. You either had a bottom locker or you
okay,
had a top
yes.
locker. So, but they were big. I had, like, a whole thing in mine. I had a shelf mirror, put up my pictures of my friends and I, and whatever. Is Jocelyn doing something? I see you keep looking over my shoulder. I'm like,
No, she's not doing anything. She's not doing anything.
I just felt like, oh God, did you say something bad again?
No, I wasn't even looking at her. I was just moving away.
You have that kind of like look on your face. Someone just texted us and they said that they did hear you say something that sounded kind of bad. But so it was good.
Yes. Yeah, if you're listening online, if you listen to online stream, you'll hear. Yeah. Again, the name game, bad news.
But they wrote LMAO after it. So
oh, good.
It was okay.
Oh, good. Dan and Shay, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. So tomorrow night, UNLV football kicks off the regular season. Sam Boyd Stadium, Southern Utah Thunderbirds.
Wow. So the Southern Utah Thunderbirds, how good are they? Let's analyze. Let's do the breakdown here. Who's going to win this one?
I'm going to say UNLV is going to win this weekend. Final season out at Sam Boyd. There'll be the new stadium next season.
That's really exciting. Are you going to miss Sam Boyd?
Yeah, I haven't been to a game in years. And I used to at least go to one a season. And it's been years since I went to a UNLV football game. So many great memories in college going out there. So, I mean, nostalgia, I'll miss some of it. But I'm excited about this new stadium.
Do you know the UNLV fight song? Does anyone remember their high school or their college fight song? Because it's one of those things, whenever I go to a UNLV game, I don't know the words. I just know the end. UNLV, you go fight,
go
win.
Fight, win.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, There's dun. A whole song to it?
I think so. I think we might have it. I don't know the UNLV fight song. I remember my high school fight song, and that's about it. Do you remember your high school fight song?
I don't think we had one.
You didn't?
What was your high school one? And does anyone know the full UNLV one? Because if you go to the basketball game, it feels like we only sing the one part. The band's playing, and then everyone's like, UNLV, go
it.
Fight, win! And then...
And we're clapping. You even got the clapping,
yeah,
too.
Clapping.
I forgot about that.
But no one's singing along to the whole song.
Do we have it? Like, try to sing to it. Okay, we have it in there. Try to sing.
So this is the UNLV?
Yeah.
Is this this is instrumental? Okay, ready?
Here we go. Wait.
We are UNLV students in Las Vegas. College we attend. Partying we sometimes do. Take it away.
I like UNLV. CBC is where my classes are. So let's win this game today and we will get very far.
UNLV. UNLV. Go fight, win.
I liked our verses. I don't know the real verses, but I like those.
Ours, that's moving forward. That's the new fight song for UNLV. That was great.
I think it should be choose your own lyrics for the UNLV fight song, as long as you get that last one. Jocelyn, you went to UNLV. Can you create a UNLV fight song?
Let's try it.
Okay, whenever you need, toss it to JC or I. Just tell us. Okay, ready? Here you go.
UNLV, home of the running rebels. Tark was the best. JC, take it away.
Did you know that Randall Cunningham went to school here? Icky Woods played football as well. It's a really fun campus. Mercedes.
Oh.
UNLV, go fight, win!
All right, wait, hold on. This guy's going to put us to shame. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you say you know the words to the UNLV fight song.
I do. I was in the marching band.
Oh, my gosh. So if we play it, can you sing along to it? We might have a little bit of a delay, but we could try it.
Sure can.
Okay, right, let's do it.
I'll send it down the phone. Here we go.
Win with the Rebels a victory today. Win with the Rebels the scarlet and gray. A mountain that's around you, too far across the sea. We'll win with the Rebels of UNLV.
UNLV. L-B.
This is a remix. Nice, Ryan. Great, that was really good. Wow, the lyrics are very nice. I have to say, I really enjoyed your lyrics, Ryan. I mean, not that they're yours, they're the real ones, but
that was awesome.
I've never really listened to them before.
That was good.
I think we should incorporate a little of both.
Something I like ones. Ours a little bit. Ours are fun.
I liked your Icky Woods line and Jocelyn Stark line.
You know, we have to honor those that came before us.
Oh, man. We should all learn it. Let's all reconvene next Friday. And we all have to know it by then.
Will you go to one more game this season just to get that one last hurrah out at Sam Boyd Stadium?
For sure. I wanna experience it one last time. I've been to the games at UNLV before at Sam Boyd, and we had a blast. It's so much fun. So I think we should all go.
Maybe we should do a radio station day.
Yeah.
Let's pick a game, maybe in October, a little bit cooler. We'll go out. We'll do the tailgating thing. We'll do it right.
That's actually a really good idea. Let's pick a game that we will win.
Yes.
That's the key. I want it to be really fun.
There she is. That's Ava Max. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. It's Friday morning before the big Labor Day weekend. Let's start things right by doing the Oh Wow Wheel.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
We're spinning the Oh Well Wheel. This week's theme is work in honor of Labor Day. Work in the title, work in the artist name, work in the lyrics. It doesn't matter. And looks like Jocelyn is going to get to work this morning. So the wheel has landed on you, Jocelyn. Now here's how it goes. If you get the veto, it's going to move to JC, which means you and I, Steph, we've got the vetoes in play today. All right. What is your work song?
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to get vetoed because we all are very hardworking ladies, and I chose Donna Summer. She works hard for the money.
Hardworking ladies.
We are.
You are.
Four of us.
What do you think, Steph?
I do love me some Donna.
Okay, if you like it, then I'll like it. No, I do like it. This is a good one.
This is a good one, yeah.
This is like 80s, right? Donna Summer, she works hard for the money. It is the Oh Wow Wheel. She works hard for the
money. Donna Summer, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. I'm like... 60 seconds. We got your tickets to go see the Wallflowers.
All right.
How's feeling? That's good.
That was fun. That was Jocelyn's pick for the Oh Wow Wheel today. Working song. Songs about work in honor of Labor Day. Okay. Who wants to go next? What would do you want to tell us what you
would
pick?
Yeah, I'll do mine.
Okay.
The word working is used in the song. It's a lyric. It's a line.
Wait, I want to make a prediction because I saw this song last night and I was going to pick it in for you. But then I was like, no, I bet he picks it. Okay, go ahead.
Ready? It's this one right here.
I was wrong.
Working for the man is the line in there. I was going
to
do that one.
9 to 5is what
classic.
I thought you were going to pick. Okay, well, if it would have landed on me, I'm still feeling those vibes from the MTV Video Music Awards when she won the Vanguard Award. Missy Elliott. Is it worth it? Of course, I'm picking Missy Elliott for work songs. All right, Steph, what would you have picked?
I chose the King of Pop. I'm wearing him today. Working day and night.
Oh, little Michael Jackson. I have to say, I liked all the songs.
Is it good?
We've been on a roll. I've been loving everyone's songs lately. All right, well, maybe you'll hear some of these songs next hour. We take it back to the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. With the Friday Rewind. So you can get your request in early at 702-364-9400. Also, really quick, want to say happy 10th birthday to Willow this morning.
Willow
and Heather are listening, and they are celebrating her birthday today. So I guess she really enjoys Heads Up. And since we're playing Heads Up right now, this one is dedicated to you, Willow.
Oh, that's awesome. Happy birthday, Willow. So tonight, we've got your plans all set. You're going to go see the Wallflowers. VIP, Fremont Street Experience, caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
We have one category today since it's Friday. That category is sewing kit.
but you do get to pick your partner. Caller 20, if you get 6 and 60, you win. Let's find a player. 702-364-9400.
The number one song in the country, that's Senorita. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we're inside 60-plus minutes commercial-free.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
You are caller 20.
All right, Kim.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
All right. Let's make you a winner this morning. Your category is sewing kit. Here we are on the verge of September. September is National Sewing Month. So these are all things that are associated with sewing. Okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to go with you, Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Kim, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, and you'll be hanging out with the Wallflowers tonight. You ladies start now.
You thread the needle through... Okay, this is what you do with the needle. You what?
Thread it.
Yes. This is what... If you get a cut, you have to get these.
Stitches.
Yes. This is what you wear.
Clothes.
Yeah. This is how you make clothes. You use one of these...
A sewing machine.
Yes. This is what you buy, like a bunch of this to make your clothes. You go to this kind of store.
Fabric.
Yes. This is what how you cut the fabric. You use a pair of?
Shears.
Another word. Yes, scissors.
Scissors.
You've got it. Congratulations, Kim.
Oh, my gosh. Yay, I'm so excited.
Kim,
thank you.
You guys were good. Needle was the first one.
I literally said, well, it's a needle. Oh, whoops.
Kim, tonight, you, Jacob Dylan, the Wallflowers, Fremont Street Experience. You will be their VIP. Way to go.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice job, Kim. And we have more chances for you to win this morning. We've got some money. The Terrible Secret Sound coming up just after 9 o'clock. We've got... Oh, man, what are we at, $219 now? And our first clue, so make sure you stick around for that.
Shaggy, Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, 9 o'clock hour. We got the Friday Rewind and 910, Terrible Secret Sound. You could be winning $219 today.
The latest news updates happens now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by the College of Southern Nevada, now enrolling for fall semester.
On average, more than two Americans are killed every day by drivers who plow through red lights. And that number is growing. Is it only two? I don't know why that sounds low.
A day in the country?
Yeah.
That does seem low.
The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says that in 2017, the number of red light deaths hit 939. So I guess, yeah, we're coming down a little bit. That figure was 715 in 2009, and then in 2012, it was 731. It's climbed every year since. Senior researchers say that distracted driving is a big part of the problem, along with traffic light cycles that don't spend enough time on yellow. Or how about the lights that just stay red for too long, and so you don't want to get caught at it, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, you know it's a long light. So you do everything you can to get through it.
This morning, I didn't run the light, but I was just like, oh, there's this one light that I have to sit at. And as I was approaching it, I saw it turn green, so I sped up. I was like, I can make it. And then when it turned yellow, I realized by the time I get to the intersection, it will be red for 2 seconds. So I just stopped, and I sat there for like 3 or 4 minutes, just, you know.
I'm going to write it down, because I know the lights you're talking about, and they need to make the, is that one?
Yes, yep. Yes.
They need to make the, I think that, you know, if you're making a left-hand turn and it's green for the ongoing traffic, they should make the left-hand turn a flashing yellow. So if there's no traffic coming, yield. If there is, and then you can go. They need to do that at that light.
Yeah, there's literally no one there. It was so frustrating. Also this morning, I feel like I spend way too much time on my couch to hit these numbers, but who am I to argue? According to a new survey, the average person goes to around 8,640 social events in their life. That averages out to about 3 a week for 55 years. The survey also found the top reasons that motivate us to leave the house and to go do something social. Getting to catch up with someone we haven't seen in a while was number one, followed by spending time with people we love, knowing other people that are going to be there, connecting with other people, and if the event is for a special occasion like a birthday or an engagement. And why do we avoid going out and being social? Well, number one is we're way too tired. It's also it's too far away is another reason. Too expensive. You're too stressed out. Do you go out a lot? Do you feel like?
I feel like no, but I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to, if I get invited to something or somebody throws something my way, to say yes to it versus the normal, no, stay in. Because once I get out, I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's the process of getting ready and getting off the couch on a weekend to go do something. Once I get to whatever said event, I'm so happy I did it.
I feel like the number one issue with me going out, and I wonder if you're the same way, is that everyone's a flake. And I say that including myself. We make these plans. Let's get together. Let's go grab drinks. Yes, I feel like being an adult is an endless cycle of making plans that you never actually make. So we're like, okay, let's go out for lunch next week. Absolutely. That sounds great. Okay, cool. We'll set it up. Then we never set it up. I feel like it's always making plans, but never doing it. And I am the worst at it. I am probably the number one worst person at it. I'm like, hey, next weekend I'm busy, but the week after that, schedule totally opens up. Let's go grab dinner. Yes, let's do it. All right, cool. We'll set it up. 2 weeks comes.
Doesn't happen,
yeah.
Right?
I always do that.
I had a buddy of mine that called me out on it. He says, you're really good at coming up with ideas and wanting to do things with your life, but you never act on them. You never act on them.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, what?
Harsh.
It was a harsh reality. I'm like, wow. And then that same buddy reached out to me last night about doing dinner on Saturday night, and we're on the phone. And I said, you know, I got a radio station thing until 5, and then I'll let you know. He's like, all right. He's like, I figured you'd say no, but I'm throwing it out there. So I hung up the phone, and it was probably an hour later. I sent him a text. I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, that's nice. Well, that's the thing.
I still have time to cancel. But...
Oh, why do you want to cancel? Don't cancel. Make it your goal to go. You know?
Yeah.
Make it your goal. We are going to go, and you're going to have so much fun when you go. You just got to make it your goal.
That's it. You have to say yes more. And like you said, it's the follow through. We make the plans. We don't follow through.
My girlfriend just called me out. She just texted me, ha, yes, let's do lunch, laughing, crying emoji. She and I have been like planning. Well, we did go out to dinner though once. It was a long time ago. But yeah, you're right. We need to go out and do lunch.
Maybe not lunch, because coffee.
I feel like I can't fully, I want to do a dinner or a happy hour.
Because then you can really enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Lunch, you have other things going on after lunch. You have to get to lunch. You got to sit there and eat.
And you know how I feel about eating.
You don't like eating in front of people.
I don't like it, but all right. Finally, this morning, this guy really needed a plan with a little less collateral damage. 63-year-old Jeffrey Coet lives near Minneapolis, and he recently split up with his girlfriend. And he got arrested this week for throwing thousands of screws on the road near her house because he wanted to prevent her from driving to see the new guy she's dating. Wow. It's not clear if she ever got a flat tire because of it, but roughly 150 other people did. And it wasn't an isolated incident. He did it every other day for 2 months. And in August alone, he purchased over 12,000 sheetrock screws. Several people who live in the area had to replace all four of their tires after they drove over them, and a few had to replace their tires multiple times. He's facing felony charges for damaging property over $1,000, and it sounds like they'll be tacking on more charges as well.
That's awful. I just think you get a nail in your tire, it's the worst.
Can you imagine all four of them?
All four tires? You only got one spare tire. What are you going to do? You see a ghost. They have clothes on. What clothes are they wearing? Are they wearing the final outfit that they were wearing the day they left left Earth?
I think they're wearing the clothes that they died in. Yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, then God forbid something happens to one of us today. Are you happy with your eternal outfit you're wearing right now?
I guess I'm going to go more for comfort in the afterlife than I am for anything else. So, but in the afterlife, you can still change, can't you? Can't you go to your ghost closet and wear your ghost clothes?
Oh, the ghost. Oh, yeah, that's a shower thought right there.
You know, today I'm going to wear a ghost dress and do you still have to wear like ghost undergarments? I have to wear my ghost bra and my ghost panties.
Do you have to go ghost shopping to like the ghost Nordstrom? Like, oh, I want to get a new wardrobe, so I'm going to go to JCPenney. All right.
That's really a good question.
But if it's like you just said, it's your final outfit, look what you're wearing today. Make sure that's a good one, because for all eternity, that's what you're going to be rolling around in.
Are those your ghost clothes forever? We're talking about those shower thoughts. Those deep thoughts. Does anyone else think like this? Where you have like the most profound thought and you really think like, wow, this is something that is so deep that not everyone will get it. And their first thing they say is, are you drunk or are you high? When you say what the question is. What is your shower thought? 702-364-9400. The one that gets me, and it's very topical with Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge opening. And
yeah.
You know, who plays Lando Calrissian? Do you guys know who plays Lando Calrissian?
That's Billy Dee Williams.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just me? Or does the D really distract all of us from the fact that his name is actually William Williams?
I never thought of that.
William Williams, he changed it to Billy Dee Williams. It's like Philip Phillips, the singer.
Yeah.
He's William Williams.
That's a pretty cool, in the new Star Wars, William Williams. That's pretty cool.
But it doesn't have that ring to it like Billy Dee Williams does. Billy Dee Williams. William Williams.
Billy Dee Williams.
That's got a better ring to it.
We just celebrated this past summer the anniversary of the moon landing, right? July 20th, 1969?
Yes.
First man on the moon. So technically, though, July 20th, 1969 is the day that aliens invaded the moon.
Wait, what? Oh, we're the aliens.
We're the aliens.
Oh.
July 20th, 1969, aliens invaded the moon.
This is good stuff.
Right, huh?
Sage wants to make a comment about the ghost clothes. Hi, Sage. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about ghost clothes? What do you want to say?
Yeah, so like I was saying, I feel like, what if you died naked? So that means you're just a naked ghost forever.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. So then what's your take? Do you get to pick your clothes?
I think so. That would be ideal, right? Like, I guess if you go to heaven, if you go to hell, I think you don't get a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think about when I go to the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
They're all like, they either came from a very fancy dinner party or they're like wearing overcoats and top hats. Like, where were you? You guys all died at the same time, the same place? Weddings? Like, whoa.
But that's the key there. The Haunted Mansion. Rich people in mansions always dress in top hats and fancy clothes. It was the haunted, you know, house. It's a regular person. The Haunted Mansion is where you get the top cat. Top hat and coat.
Do you think pigeons have best friends? Like you see a flock of pigeons parking lot eating something. Do you think like they're like, hey, Scott, come here. I see some food before everyone else. I got your back, Scott. And like everyone else tries to get in the way and he's like, no, I'm going to block you. So Scott.
Yeah, Scott, that's good.
And is there a pigeon named Scott? I don't really know why I picked that name for a pigeon. But Nisa, what is your deep thought? What is your shower thought?
So I wonder when I'm driving and I look in other people's cars, I wonder like, oh, what are they going through? Like, are they going on vacation? Are they having marriage troubles? Did they just renew their vows? Is she pregnant? Like, I wonder what kind of kids they're going to have. Like, I have whole stories for people as I'm driving down the street.
I do that at the airport all the time. Like, where are they going and why are they going there? Like, I'll see the boarding area and the flight's going to Trenton, New Jersey. Like, what is there for them right now?
In Trenton, New Jersey, of all places.
Why do they have to go there? That is so funny.
I looked this one up online. It's too funny. Do not touch would probably be a real unsettling thing to read in Braille.
Oh, stop. I should not have touched that.
Oh, my gosh.
There should be a sign. The sign should be somewhere else, like, do not touch the item that is right below you. Or something. Wow.
Right?
So we're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. I don't know if I can say this. I guess I can. Think of the most attractive person you know. Even that person at some point has had raging diarrhea.
Everybody poops. Think about it. Think about your boss. Think about anyone. They all do it, right?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt. Can you see him doing that? Envision that right now.
Just being really sick, having a stomach bud.
Oh, man. Julia Roberts. Oh.
A burning popcorn factory would smell amazing one moment and horrible the next. Yes.
That's good. Yeah, good point.
Avery has one of those shower thoughts. What's your shower thought, Avery?
Does Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. wink or blink?
Oh, man, he's got one eye. What is he doing? Is he winking or is he blinking?
What does he do? That's a good one. Oh, man.
And if he's winking, my gosh, settle down. I get it.
Stop winking at me, man. This one, it takes me back to college.
I love this song.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Garbage, Stupid Girl. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's the Friday Rewind. Call us or text us with your request at 702-364-9400 and call us right now for Terrible's Secret Sound.
It's time for Terrible's Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1.
All right, the Terrible Secret Sound jackpot now at $219. Once we pass that $200 mark, we start handing out clues. So do yourself a favor. Go to the website right now, mix941.fm. See what yesterday's guess was. We're going to play the sound for you again, and then we're going to give you a clue. And caller 20 will get to take a guess and hopefully win this money. So here you go. Here is the Terrible Secret Sound. Your clue is watch the landing. There you go. Think you know what it is? Now is your chance to take a guess. Caller 20, 702-364-9400. You could win some money with the Terrible Secret Sound.
He's in the Morning, Mix 94.1.
Erily?
Yes.
Good morning, you're caller 20.
All right.
All right, let's try to get you some money. $219 with the Terrible Secret Sound. We are going to play the sound for you one more time and take your guess. Hopefully you can win this money. Your clue is watch the landing. Here is the Terrible Secret Sound. All right, Erily, for $219, what is that sound?
A golf club smacking on a table.
Is it a golf club smacking a table? No, I'm sorry, Erily. That was a great guess. Unfortunately, that is not it. And that means we go another day. $25 added to the Terrible Secret Sound jackpot. So after we come out from the Labor Day weekend on Tuesday, the jackpot will be worth $244.
Nikki French, Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning doing the Friday Rewind. We kicked off the rewind with Gwen Stefani and Eve, Rich Girl. That song came out in 2005.
I can't believe that song is 14 years old. What the heck?
Seriously.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
Time to go home, you guys.
I mean, gosh.
Let's go back to the year 2005 and tell me what was the number one song on this day in 2005? Was it Rihanna?
Baby Rihanna.
You're right.
I was such a baby.
Seriously, how old was she? Eight?
Oh, wow.
Was it Mariah Carey? Come back, baby, please. Cause we belong together. Who else am I gonna leave? No one time get rough. Who's gonna talk to me? Or this one. Don't you wish your girlfriend was
hot like me? Oh, wow. Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? This is tough.
Number one song on this day in the year 2005.
Just because she seems to get number one all the time, I'm going to go with Mariah Carey on that one. Final answer.
The number one song August 30th, 2005 was... Come back,
baby, please come. You can never go wrong with guessing Mariah when it comes to the top something. But all of those songs are so, so good.
I'm going to play a clip. You tell me what the movie was, because this was the number one movie in the country on this day in 2005. Ready?
Yes.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Oh, 40-year-old virgin!
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson!
We have time for a couple more songs. Get your request in at 702-364-9400. Len, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday Rewind. We got one more song coming up, and I think it's the perfect song to kick off the three-day weekend.
Yeah, it's going to get you moving, motivated, excited. At least that's how I feel when I hear the song.
Totally.
All right, well, have a great Labor Day weekend. Have a safe one, please. We will be back on Tuesday. We've got more money to give away at the Terrible Secret Sound. Hopefully we can give it away. Got some really cool prizes coming up. And, of course, want to remind everyone to get your Bite of Las Vegas tickets. They're going and they're going fast. And it is going to be one for the record books. I'm telling you, this lineup, this food, it's going to be incredible. If you want details on that, just go to mix941.fm. But how can they get a little bit of a discount on their tickets?
By going to McDonald's. This is awesome. Get a $5 discount when you visit one of the nearly 30 participating McDonald's locations. Find the Bite of Las Vegas display and get your code for $5 off your general admission to Bite. Because then you'd be seeing 8 hours of music for $20.
Yeah.
And can't find it anywhere else in the world.
No, absolutely not. So thank you guys. Have a great weekend and we're out of here.
I did want to say good luck to your Clark Chargers tonight because they are facing my Rancho Rams. 7 o'clock, sister.
Do you really want my team to have good luck?
I want them to have good luck, but I want the Rancho Rams to have better luck.
It's you and I, baby. We're squaring off. Based on how they did last week, you might have a little bit of an edge, your team. But, hey, I believe in those Clark Chargers.
Hey, let me say this now while I can. My undefeated Rancho Rams.
Yeah.
Take on your Clark Chargers.
My defeated Clark Chargers.
All right, so that'll do it for show number 1026 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.